that night, basically, like, poured my heart out to God, and I was just, like, I remember I went into my, into our, like, extra bedroom in my house. I don't know why, but I was just, like, I'm gonna sleep in here. I guess I liked that bed, whatever, I don't know. And so, like, I went in there, and I'd just been, like, reading some scriptures that I had to read for seminary the next day. And then I was just, like, basically, like, at a loss, because it was, like, I had never had, like, I'd never really prayed about my testimony, but I, like, knew, I was, like, the church is true, you know, like, and I knew it was true and that kind of thing, but I'd never, like, asked before. And, like, at that point, I was, like, I need help, because my dad is sick, and he's gonna die, you know? And so, basically, what I said in that prayer, I was, like, I decided that if Joseph Smith was a prophet and the Book of Mormon was true, then all of it was, and it didn't matter, you know? And I was like, okay, well, those are the things I'm going to ask about, you know? And basically, I told God, I was like, if you aren't there, I'm going to find something else because I need help, you know? Basically, and, like, it wasn't, like, an overwhelming feeling of whatever, but it was just like, yeah, I already know, you know? It wasn't, like, I didn't really necessarily, like, I did feel the Spirit, but it wasn't, like, a washing over of the Spirit, if that makes sense. It was just like, you already know that. Like, you already know I'm here. You already know that the Book of Mormon's true and that Joseph Smith is a prophet. You already know. Like, it's going to be okay, you know?